Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. This month's celebrity is Gladys Knight, who had an amazing career in pop music, gospel music and rhythm and blues, and who triumphed in films, television and live performances. Tony Stimson will tell us more.
Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? And if we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? Memories like the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way we were.
Gladys Knight was born in 1944 in Atlanta, Georgia, and is an American singer and actress known as the Empress of Soul, who was the lead vocalist for the popular rhythm and blues group Gladys Knight and the Pips. She established a successful solo career in both gospel and R&B music and also acted in films and television shows. Knight is one of four children born to postal worker Merrill Knight Sr. and Sarah Elizabeth Knight. She sang in her church choir growing up and won a televised talent contest on Ted Mack's original Amateur Hour in 1952, when she was just 7 years old. Not long after this early success, she started performing in a vocal group with her brother Merrill, Bubba Knight Jr., sister Brenda Knight, and their cousins William and Eleanor Guest. The group named themselves the Pips, after the members' cousin and first manager, James Pip Woods. The Pips were signed to a record label and had success performing live and opening for soul music legends such as Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Brenda and Eleanor left the group and were replaced by another cousin, Edward Patton, and Langston George. The group soon changed its name to Gladys Knight and the Pips, which reflected Knight's role as lead vocalist. It was also credited to her distinctive raspy voice and compelling stage presence. In 1961, the group charted its first single, Every Beat of My Heart, written by Johnny Otis.
Although we were so far apart,
Gladys Knight and the Pips signed with Motown in 1966 and released a series of hit songs, including I Heard It Through the Grapevine in 1967. The members gave a riveting performance of the song at the Harlem Cultural Festival in 1969, which is captured in the 2021 documentary film Summer of Soul. In 1974, the group's hit song Neither of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye won the Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Duo, Group or Chorus. Disputes with Motown over the treatment that the group was receiving, including accusations that the best songs were being given to the label's other talent and issues regarding unpaid royalties, led the singers to leave Motown for Buddha Records in 1973. Under Buddha, the group released what became known as its signature song, Midnight Train to Georgia, which won the Grammy for the Best R&B Performance by a Duo, Group or Chorus in 1974.
Yeah. Said he's going back to find, ooh, a simpler place and time.
This ushered in a string of hits in the 1970s, including The Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me in 1973. Knight finished the decade by recording two solo albums, Miss Gladys Knight in 78 and Gladys Knight in 79. In the 1980s, the group teamed up with producers Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson for the albums About Love in 1980 and Touch in 1981. The group had a number of hits throughout this decade, including the Grammy-winning Love Overboard in 1987. In 1985, Knight sang on the AIDS charity single, That's What Friends Are For, which also featured Elton John, Dionne Warwick and Stevie Wonder. The single won the Grammy for the Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group in 1987. In 1988, Gladys Knight and the Pips disbanded. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. Knight continued to record and tour as a solo artist. In 1989, she recorded the title song for the James Bond film License to Kill. One of her most commercially successful solo albums was Good Woman, released in 1991. It reached number one in the Billboard R&B album chart and featured the single hit Men. For her album At Last in 2000, she won her first solo Grammy for the Best Traditional R&B Vocal Album. She also began recording gospel music and served as a choir director. Her gospel duet with Ray Charles, Heaven Help Us All, won the Grammy in 2005 for the Best Gospel Performance. The following year, she won another Grammy, the Best Gospel Choir or Chorus Album for One Voice, which she also produced. A studio album, Where My Heart Belongs, was released in 2014. She performed at several major sporting events in her hometown of Atlanta, including during the opening ceremonies of the 1996 Olympic Games and the national anthem portion of the Super Bowl in 2019. Knight made her film acting debut in 1976 as the lead in the film Pipe Dreams, starring alongside her husband Barry Hankerson. Her performance earned her a Golden Globe Award nomination for the New Star of the Year. In 2012, she was a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. Some of her later films include Tyler Perry's I Can Do Bad All By Myself in 2009 and I'm Glad It's Christmas in 2022. Knight published her memoir, Between Each Line of Pain and Glory, in 1997. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1995 and the National Medal of Arts in 2021. She was named a Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts honoree in 2022. The great ones endure, and Gladys Knight has long been one of the greatest. Very few singers over the past 50 years have matched her unassailable artistry. This seven-time Grammy winner has enjoyed number one hits in the pop, gospel, R&B, and adult contemporary, and has triumphed in film, television, and live performance.
What's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. So, with the laughter, we will remember. Whenever we remember the way we were. Remember.
Thank you, Tony.